So we had a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis in Chulin, Perek Halabasa. What's the din of Nad Banat the Heterim? And we paskin like Shmuel that is mutter. Usually we paskin Hilchas Kirabi Suri Kishmuel Bedine, but here we know the din is like Shmuel from the other Gemara. From the Gemara Tesis quoted on the Gemara that Nad Banat the Heterim is mutter. He quoted the Gemara from the last daf. Quoted the Gemara from Zvachim Daf Tzadik Zayin, as well as from the last daf in Avodah Zorah, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. What was in Zvachim Daf Tzadik Zayin? The Gemara says, "Kol Yom Lo Yom Nasagiu LaChaver." What is that all about? Reb Tarfin has a machlekes with the Chachamim in the Mishnah. Do you have to have Mariko Shtifa every single day of Yontif or not? So Rav Tarfin says that Psan Yontif is not necessary. You treat the whole Yontif as one day. What does that mean? So first thing, Gemara thought, if the whole Yontif is treated as one day, there's no din of Noisar. If you leave over a Chatas till tomorrow morning, you leave over Shlomim till 3 days later, it's not Noisar. The Gemara says that's ridiculous. Lama Rav Tarfin El Elinyan Zebelvad. Tarfin only says it Benegir to Mariko Shtifa. So it's not a din that all of Yontif is treated as one unit. One long unit. It cannot be. So what's the pshat? The Gemara says, no, it's based on a hechetimse. And Yontif, we know there's so many people bringing korbanos, so you're going to use the same pot tomorrow that you use today. I cook the shlomim today. I'm going to cook a shlomim tomorrow. So the cooking of the shlomim tomorrow is going to serve as a hagola for the bliya from today. So there's no need to do another mariko shtifa. That itself is the hagola. Das Hashem, that is the hagola. Kol yom vayom nasa gil. Gil means a hagola l'chaveru. So what do you mean it's a hagola? But the bliya goes out, it's within 24 hours. Let's say someone cooked the shlomim yesterday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then tomorrow morning they're going to cook a one day they're going to cook a shlomim at 3 in the afternoon, the next day they're going to cook a shlomim at 10 o'clock in the morning. So it's not after 24 hours yet, it's still tochmei slice. So when you do the hagola, what's going to prevent? I was Tosis's question on the last daf of it is, what will prevent the bliya from going back in? The bliya of the shlomim goes into the today shlomim, goes into the food, into the liquid. What's going to prevent it from going back into the kli? So then it'll become noiser in the kli when it'll stay till the third day. So the Gemara answers, no problem. It's hetera bala, so it's going to be not banat the hetera. So not banat the hetera, the iser of noiser cannot be chalanat, like Tosis says by a milchik pot. If you have a Peshik pot, you want to do a Hagola, so there's no need for Shishim, and there's no need for Eina Ben Yomo. The Milchik Bli will go into the water. Nothing will prevent it from going back into the pot. It goes into the pot, so what's going to make the pot bite the Milchik again? No, it's not Banat HaHetera. So it can't pose any problem. So the Gemara says there also, it's not Banat HaHetera. It's not Banat HaHetera. If I cook a Shlomim tomorrow morning in the same pot where I cook the Shlomim today, so cooking the shlomim tomorrow acts as a hagolah. Kol yom v'yom nasi gil l'chaver. It's a hagolah. We assume that usually there's no shishim in the food in the pot keneged the doif nehakdeira, and it's not edim ben yomah. So what's going to prevent the bliya from going back in? Nothing. The bliya will go back in, but it's not a problem. It's going to be not banat teheter. Not banat teheter is mutter. So you see from the Gemara there in Zvachim Daf Tzadik Zayin that we pass on halacha like Shmuel. Same thing. Heter bola is either Fleshig alone, a milchig alone, or a korban that didn't yet become noisa. So that's a terrible shot. So Tosis wanted to prove from that Gemara that you are against the Rivon, that it's not banat tera, even applies when it's ayudei bishul, because the Gemara says kol yom yom nasigir lachaver tzahagola. So the bliya is going to, even though the bliya will go back into the pot, it's still going to be not banat tera. So Tosis says, "Ve'in loyma the shani hasam David tam shlishi." That we know from the Tosis, the Shachin Yerudekavod. That's not banat banat the heterah. That even according to the Rivon, the bishul is also banat. If it's not banat banat, so they say you shouldn't be doicha like that. Ve'in loyma the shani hasam David tam shlishi lefi sheish mayim bikedera. What do you mean lefi sheish mayim bikedera? The bliya goes from the pot, the bliya of the shlomim. I cook a shlomim one day, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So the bliya goes from the flesh into the pot. I eat up the whole shlamim on the first day, there's nothing left. I wash out the pot. Then I cook in that pot tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock in the morning. It didn't become Eina Ben Yoma yet. We assume Eina Ben Yoma means 24 hours. There is one opinion there on the last daf in Avodah Zarah. The Tosfos has a long arichas on Ayin Vav and Aleph that half of the Rishonim hold that Eina Ben Yoma means if you had Linas Laila. You don't have to have 24 hours. If I cooked something in a pot today at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, then I'm going to cook tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in the morning, that's already a cliche in a Ben Yoma, even though it's not after 24 hours, after Linas Laila. There is a concept of Linas Laila, the Gemara, there are Mishnais and something like that. Sometimes if you have a carbon that you're not allowed to eat, because for some reason, not that the carbon became Nifsal, the carbon per se is kosher. Let's say the dam was a nishbach ala ritzba. The carbon itself is kosher. But the klisher is that I have all the dam to be zerk on the mizbeach. I spilled it on the floor and I can't collect any dam. So I can't do this because of dam. So what are you doing? You're going to say you burn the carbon. But the carbon per se is kosher. You can't burn the carbon. So the Mishnah always says, tu'uba tu'rasai, then betate to the beis asrebi. You leave it overnight and then you burn it. So what will be accomplished if you leave it overnight? So pashib shati, leave it overnight. It'll become, leave the carbon overnight, it'll become nifsal belina. But not every carbon becomes nifsal belina when you leave it overnight. If it's a kochi kochim, so there's man achidus yom v'laylo. So if you leave it till alos hashach, it'll be nifsal belina. What if it's a shlomim? So tuba tzurasa is not necessarily going to make it possible. So the tub shatim atasis, what that Mishnah means, tuba tzurasa. Some shem say, no, you just leave it overnight, even though it doesn't become possible. The flesh becomes a little bit lifgam because you didn't put it in the refrigerator. In the days of the Tanakh, didn't have a refrigerator. So the flesh that you left overnight is going to be tu'uba tzurasa. It's going to become a little bit not as delicious as it would have been if you would have eaten it on the first day. So one opinion of Tosfos is that just like in the Mishnayos and Psachim, you talk about a psul bedama bebailim tu'uba tzurasa. If the carbon itself is nifsal, is Yetzir the Beis HaSreifa. If it's a psul b'dama b'baylam, not that the carbon per se is nifsal, tu'ubut sarasa. So what does it mean, tu'ubut sarasa? Linas laila. So half of the Rishonim say that over here also, klisheni ben yoma doesn't mean 24 hours. What it rather means is linas laila. In Yeruday, this is quoted by the Mechaber as you can imitzarf that, sometimes you can imitzarf that to create a sveik sveika. You have to figure out that in the Mechaber it's a little problematic. He says sometimes you can imitzarf it, sometimes not. And he doesn't explain, he tells you in one case you can be a mitzvah, in one case not. So the Chavos Das discusses, why is in one case you can be a mitzvah, in one case not? We'll have to learn that. We'll look through the Shulchan Aruch. We'll have to see that safe in the Shulchan Aruch. But normally we assume that the cliche in the Ben Yama means 24 hours go by. So that's what the... So Tosfos says over here, if I'll cook the Shlomim tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in the morning, in the same pot where I cook the Shlomim today at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it won't yet be Eina Ben Yomo, but it'll serve as a Hagolah. That's how the Gemara says, Kol Yom Yom Nasigila Haver. Tomorrow's cooking of the Shlomim at 10 in the morning will serve as a Hagolah for the Shlomim that was cooked yesterday, the previous day at 3 o'clock. So first Tosfos takes it, that's a proof that not Barnat, the Heter, is Mutter, even the Rechlishon. Unless you'll be Matre, Eloim, and the Shani Hosim, the Habitam Shlishi, it's a not Barnat, Barnat, love. Why? So therefore what? The fleshig blia goes, the fleshig blia from yesterday shlomim goes into the water, then it goes back into the kedero. So by now it's a not barnat, barnat, a not barnat, barnat. Everybody goes v'sheish mayim v'gedero. So Tosfos says, okay, zolzayin azoy. But the Shaila Aloch Lamaisa that we were discussing before is going to come out the same way anyway. Okay. Mitam's there for that reason. Let it be on that banat. You and Ami Abetzim and Tomshin is Bashal and Mayim Bigdeira. So you'll be allowed. What was the story? They cooked parva eggs. Eggs are usually parva. Sometimes we had fleshy eggs. If it's still not a Beitza Gemura, with Chelban and Chelban and so on, you had a similar design. So you have parva eggs that you cooked in a milchik pot. And then I want to put these parva eggs as a filling inside flesh, as mulais inside the flesh. So the Tosfos said before, the Rivon held you're not allowed, and the Balei HaTos disagreed, that even Napanatai de Bishol is also mutar. So now Tosfos says, and even if the Rivon would be right, But Allah Lamais in the case with the eggs, he's wrong, because it's also going to be a nad bar nad bar nad. The milch glia is in the kli. I cooked milk in the kli. Milch glia in the kli, that's tamrish. And the glia goes into the water, then it goes from the water into the eggs. That's already a tam shlishi. Okay. The Otis says you can't be matche that the Gemara in Zvachim, the only reason why it's not banat the hetera is because it's a tam shlishi. It's not true. The Yodi Gabishput Vaskula Maisla Basof Masechas Avadizor, the Kol Yom Yom Nasagil Lachaber. The Gemara quotes that concept, Kol Yom Yom Nasagil Lachabero, and the last daf in Avadizor. What's the last daf? Okay, so Tosis raises that later. We'll have to see that later in the Tosis. We'll get there. So now Tosis quotes the Liz Dafan Avodizor. Liz Dafan Avodizor, the Gemara points out there's a steer between two Mishnais. The Mishnah in the end of Avodizor, and that's the Gemara is Ein Vovim and Aleph, the last Daf. So the previous Mishnah is Ein Hamed Bey. So it says if you buy tray for pots and pans from a Nochri, you have to first kasha the Kalim, and after you kasha the Kalim, then you do Tfilas Kalim. Tfilas Kelim is either a mitzvah min haTorah, a mitzvah min haRabbanan. Most of the poskim assume that Tfilas Kelim, a metal Kelim, is a mitzvah min haTorah. Metal Kelim means that you use for eating food, or the pots and pans that you cook or you fry in. Not if I have a metal hat, or I have a pair of glasses, or a pair of trousers. So then the Mishnah says trousers don't need Tfilas Kelim. Unless you want to remove the tomb, that's a different issue. But the mitzvah Tfilas Kelim only applies if it's clay suit, if it's things that you're going to either going to cook the food in it, or a fork and a knife, or a glass, a plate. So it's usually assumed that metal is there, rice and glass is midrabbanan. That's what most of the poskim assume. There was some who hold that even metal is only midrabbanan. There is some who hold that even glass is minatur. And most of the poskim assume that there's a compromise. So the din is lachatchila. First you kasha the tray for keli, and then you have to do tefilas keli. So how do you kasha the tray for keli? So the Mishnah says it depends. If it's a kli that I know that Nochem cooked tray for soup in, so I do hagola. And if it's hashpud v'ha'askala, if it's a broiler that we think that they were broiling not nevela meat on it, so then it says you need libun malabna. So the Mishnah says that you need libun on hashpud v'askala. The exact same expression appears in Zvochem and daf tzadik vav. If you have hashpud v'ha'askala, so it says over there, all you have to do is hagola. There's no need for libun. So it's the hastira. One Mishnah says you need libun, one Mishnah says you need hagola. So one Amara says that you need both. You need Liban and Hagol. Abai says you need Liban and Hagol. So Rabbi says, so why doesn't it ever say so in the Mishnah? So you should need Liban and Hagol. So let it say in one Mishnah you need Liban and Hagol, and the other Mishnah should say either one or the other, and I'll know that what it means that you need both. How can you say that, how can you say that Pshat you need both? So the Gemara finally says, no. The Pshat is, Ashpud v'ha askalo by the Mishnah in the end of Avodah Zarah, a nine hamad base, I'm talking, I bought it from a Nochri. So it's treif, it's Isura Bola. So if it's Isura Bola, so then Allah requires sometimes Liban, sometimes Agola. So if it's Tashmisha Yudei Mashkim, if it's a pot that the Nochri cooked treif is stupid, so you do Hagola, insufficient. If it's Tashmisha Yudei Ho'ur, Bli Mashkim, Shput Ba'askala, then Allah requires Dafka Liban. But the Mishnah in Zvachim Adaf Tzarikvav is talking about Korbanis. So Kol yom v'yom nasagil lachavera. If I'm going to do the hagola before it has a chance to become noisar, so I'm doing hagola when it's still hetera bola before it became. What's the din if you do hagola on a kli that really needed libun? So most of the tam is going to go out. The little bit of tam that remains behind is only going to be a tam kolush. That's exactly the same as not banat. Just like not banat is enough of a tam to retain an iser, but you can't have an iser chal on a not banat. It's a tam kolush. So too, if you have a kli that really needs libun and you only did agola, so the tam, a little bit of tam will remain. The tam that will remain will be considered a tam kolish, and in this it can't be chal on a tam kolish. So the Gemara finally explains, kol yom vayom nasagi olachavero. If you do hagola, the Mishnah in Zvachim says you do hagola on a shpud va'askala of kochim, where the bliya didn't yet turn into noise. The Mishnah says you do hagola. So the Gemara says kol yom v'yom nasagiul lachaveiro. So what does it mean? I'm going to do hagola this. The Gemara asks akasha. The Gemara says like this: If I broiled the shlomim, I broiled the shlamim 3 o'clock on the one day. Then I'll broil tomorrow morning a shlamim at 10 o'clock in the morning. So it didn't have a chance to become nifsal balina yet, because shlamim is nechalim shnei yamim v'laylo echad. So it's still within the zman. So if I broiled the shlamim tomorrow morning on the shpud v'askala, so the Gemara says just like in zvachim you say kol yom v'yom nasigir l'chaveiro. So to over here, if I'll do a shlamim in the morning of the second day, I'll broil a shlamim, that itself will be like a hagola, and the mele, the tam of yesterday shlamim will go out and go back in, it'll be a nad banat, but it'll be a nad banat to heteris, so it'll never become nice. I'll just have to worry about today's shlamim, won't have to worry about yesterday's shlamim. So there the Gemara interprets, there the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Vav interprets the Mishnah, you're not doing a hagola. You're broiling a shlamim tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on the same broiler that you broiled the shlamim yesterday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And there is no mashke, there is no mayim. It's going directly. That's mamish, not by not, ayidei bishul, liam tzos amayim, because I'm broiling it over there. And nonetheless, the Gemara says it's a not by not a hetera. The Gemara is not worried. So that's what Tosfos says, that's the clincher. You shouldn't say Vein Loyim Adushani Hosam Tavi Tam Shlishi Defi Sheish Mayim Begdei. You shouldn't say that because the Gabi Shpud V'Askala, Shpud V'Askala is a broiler. Ma'isa B'Sof Avod Ezora Hid Kol Yom Nasa Gila Chaver. The Gemara says just like Kol Yom Yom Nasa Gila Chaver, if you cook a shlomim today in the pot that today at 10 o'clock that I cooked the shlomim yesterday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so too if I'll broil a shlomim today on the Shpud V'Askala, 10 in the morning, on the same broiler that I brought the Shlomim yesterday at 3 in the afternoon, it'll also be called Yom Yom Nasa Gila Haver. So you see that that Svara, and it's called Nad Banata, the Svara applies even if there's no Emtsos Amayim, even though it's going directly. So you see that the Rivon is not right. Nad Banata Ayidei Tzliya is also called Nad Banata there. But then Taisa says that Gemara in Avodah Zarah is a big problem. Miu al korchan ein raya mishom. That Gemara in Avodah Zarah daf ayin vav is problematic. Da filu bishul bo chatos shor levashul bo isa gedera v'shlomim v'sof masechas Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says there ashpud v'ha askelo in the Mishnah in the end of Avodah Zarah that you're buying ashpud v'askelo from a nochri, so it says you need libum. And the Mishnah and Zvachma says it's enough with Hagola. So the Gemara says, why is enough with Hagola? So the Gemara says, because Hetera Bola is going to be a Nad Barnat to Hetera. So the Gemara says, Nad Barnat would be if I did a Shlomim yesterday at 3 o'clock. I broiled the Shlomim on the broiler yesterday at 3 o'clock, and I broiled the Shlomim this morning at 10 o'clock. So that's a Nad Barnat to Hetera. What's going to be if I broiled the Chatos? If I broiled the chatos yesterday at 3 o'clock, so what's going to be? I'll wait till the morning. So it's already nifsal belina, it's already yisura. So where do you have the nabana dehatera? So the Gemara says, no problem. If I did a shlomim yesterday at 3 o'clock, I'll do a shlomim this morning at 10 o'clock in the morning. If I did a chatos yesterday at 3 o'clock, I should remove all the chatos from the pot, wash it out with detergent, and then cook a shlamim, and then broil a shlamim on the pot at 4 o'clock on the same day. Don't let the chatas become nifsal belina. Don't wait till alois ha-shachar. Do a shlamim after you did the chatas. So Taisa says, so that's not my problem. How are you allowed to do a shlamim on the same day after you did a chatas? You did a chatas at 3 o'clock and you empty out the pot and you serve it and everybody's sitting and eating. They can eat it. Yom v'layla ad chatzos. So they got plenty of time to eat. But I want to wash. I want to empty out the whole pot. So I take out all the chatos from the pot. I wash out the pot. It's clean. I cooked in the pot 3 o'clock chatos. Then I'm going to cook 4 o'clock before the shkia. Can even be after the shkia. It doesn't become nifsa belina until chatzos, until alos hashachar. And after alos hashachar and chatzos is midirabon. So sometimes before midnight, I'll cook a shlamim in the pot, or I'll broil a shpud v'askalo. I use the broiler to broil a chatos at 3 in the afternoon. So now at 10 o'clock at night, I'll broil a shlamim on the same thing. So the Gemara says that's going to be not banat hetera. So Tosfos says, what kind of not banat hetera? it's not barnat vis-a-vis the iser of noiser, because the noiser doesn't set in until chatzos halayla. Min rabbanim in atayra, the chatzos does become noiser until alos al shachmid. The rabbanim will become nipsa belina when it comes. It'll become noiser at 12 o'clock at night. There's a mishnah in the end of Psochim. That a Pesach matames ayadaim after chatzos, because after chatzos you're not allowed to eat it midrabbanan, so it already becomes noiser midrabbanan. So with respect to the iser of noiser, it's still heterabola. I'll do a libo now, so the bliya of the chatzos goes into the shlomim, then it's going to go back into the kli. It goes back into the kli. It's going to be anat barnat, and anat barnat that ter is muta fine. But what's going to be? There's a different problem over here. The shlomim could be nechal to Yisraelim. The chatas only nechal to kohanim. So when I'm going to cook, I'm going to broil a shlomim on the same broiler at 10 o'clock at night, before chatzos. I'm going to broil a shlomim on the same shpud v'askalo that I broiled a chatas at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So that's the chanisura bola. I'm putting the tam of the chatas into the shlomim. You're not allowed to be memayit. There's a din, mishmeres tremoisan. There's a pasuk that says mishmeres tremoisan. So the Gemara understands what kind of lashon mishmeres tremoisan. The Gemara says mishmeres tremoisan means that you have to be mishamer truma, the sitwa that it doesn't become nitma, it doesn't become nipsal, because it's a mitzvah to eat the truma. It's a mitzvah to eat the truma. So you have to be careful not to be memayit in the ochlim, not to be memayit in the zman achila of the truma. So you should never cook, let's say, you never cook truma together with kachim, because the kachim has such a restricted achila. The truma you can eat anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. The kachim can only eat in Yerushalayim, or only eat it in the Azara. The truma can be eaten anywhere. So mitam mishmeres tumayis, you're not allowed to be memayit, the mokam achila, the zman achila, and so on. So the Rashi writes on the first daf in Chulin, if there's a din of mishmeres by truma, it's a kal v'chomer, there's a din of mishmeres by karbonis. That's based on the base, I think. Should be such a Rashi. Used to be such a Rashi? No? Where's that? I think it's somewhere over there. Gotta take a look. So there's a Rashi in the beginning of Chulim where Rashi writes, Mishmeres Trumaisa, so it's a Kal V'chomer by Kochim, that you have to have Mishmeres. So the Mishnah is having the middle of Zvachim, you're not allowed to bring a Korban in the Mimayit, let's say you're going to bring a Korban Shlomim on Erev Yom Kippur. Where's the Chochman Erev Yom Kippur? Ashlomim is nechal shnei yamim v'layla echad. Erev Yom Kippur, you can only eat bayom, you can't eat it b'layla, you can't eat it tomorrow. So you're not allowed to bring. You're not allowed to bring a Korban Toida on Erev Pesach, because you're memayit in the zman achil. Korban Toida is nechal yom b'layla at chatzos. And Erev Pesach, the Korban Toida has chametz in it. So the chametz part of the Korban Toida cannot be eaten after the zman iso chametz. So you're not allowed to bring. You're not allowed to bring a Korban at a time that you memayit either in the zman achila or to cook a korban in such a way to memayit in the who can eat it or the mokam achila. That'll be a violation of mishmeres, because it may cause it to become nifsal, because you're limiting the pool of people who can eat it or the zman. So that's what Tosfos is bothered with Akasha. They don't understand the Gemara. Fine, if you're going to cook a shlomim, you're going to broil a shlomim on the same broiler that you 10 o'clock at night, you're going to broil a shlomim on the same broiler that you broil a chatos at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So mitam isa noisar, you're safe. It's not banat that teire. But chatos has a din, only zichar kahuna can eat it, and the shlomim, anybody can eat it. So you're going to broil a shlomim on the same broiler? Just broil the chatos at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 10 o'clock at night. There's no linas laila, and there's no ena ben yom, there's nothing. So the mamish, the bli of the chatos is going to go into the shlomim. You're going to be right in the zman achila. In the ochlim, how can you do that? So Rashi writes over there, Rashi writes a funny pshat. Broil shlomim on the same broiler that you broil the chatos. So Rashi writes, the chaz v'shoika of the shlomim is only an echel to kohanim. Rashi doesn't say you broil a whole shlomim on the same broiler that you broil, that you just broil the chatos at 3 in the afternoon. You broil the chaz v'shoika of the shlomim, which is an echel to the kohanim. What does it help? It's the chapela. What does it help? But the shlomim can be nechel on Yerushalayim, and the chatos can only be nechel on Yazel. Achroidim don't understand. What did Rashi think that he solved the problem? Rashi is coming to answer Tosis Kasha. Tosis is asking Nakasha, what did the Gemara say? It's a terrible. It's a terrible. Mitam the Yisa Noisar. But what about the other isurim? Chat is only nechel in the azor, and the shlamim is nechel chutz lazor. So you're broiling a shlamim on the same kli that you broiled a chat is within meisleis, when it's still a ben yomo. So you're mayit in the mokam achila of the shlamim. So you're not allowed to do that. So what is it? That's not a nad banat de hetera. That's the tam sheni is already li isura. The chatos that I broiled on the broiler already has the din that has a restriction. Only zichr kuna, only yom v'layla, only in the azor. So when you're going to broil the shlamim on the same broiler, the tam is going to go into the shlamim. It's already li. So it's already tam sheni li. The tam rishon is already li isura. Tam rishon is already li isura. It already has the restrictions. When you shech the chatos, it already has all the restrictions too. So Tosis says the gemara is a chapel over there. What's going on? So Tosis says mihu by the tiny letter aleph al koch and ein rai mishom. Do afilu bisha b'chatos. The gemara says shor lebashal b'osik der shlamim misof maseches avodizare. The gemara says because it'll be a the gemara says fine kol yom v'yom nasad gila hader. That's nicha by shlamim. The shlamim doesn't become nifso b'lin until the end of the second day. What if you did a chatos one day? So then you can't say kol yom v'yom nasa gila chaver. Mar says no problem. Whenever you do a chatos, you do a shlamim the same day, 2 hours later, 5 hours later, before it becomes ein ben yom. So it'll be not banat teheter. It didn't have the chatos that came first didn't have a chance to become noisa yet. So Tosis said didn't have a chance to become noisa yet. It's a tera vis a vis noisa, but it's isura vis a vis the mokam achila in the ochlim. I remember, yeah, frek Tosis. Not shor levashim. The Gemara recommends it. The Gemara says what you should do is whenever you do a chatos and a kli, you should do a shlamim right after it. So you'll solve your problem and it'll be kol yom yom nasagi. Here the shlamim will be the hagola for the chatos. For Tosfos, how did that solve the problem? He's memayit in the mokam achilan zman achila of the shlamim. The mitzri lezarim will anoshim will avodim. And only in the Azor Gamlifsli Biyotse. That we Tam Shani Biyisa. The Tam Rishon is already Biyisa. The Chatos, when it starts off, already has all the restrictions. So the Gemara is a Chapela. How did the Gemara consider that not Banat de Hetera? That's not Banat de Yisur. The Yisur is already there. Well, Korchach, you have no choice. Al Korchach, Chasmai Vitam Shani. You got to say a different shot over there. That the Chatos is flesh. And the shlamim is flesh, so it's min b'minus. And min b'minim and atar is enough with roif. There is no din of tam kikah. Tais doesn't hold like that Rashi on tzadik ches on the base. That you always need shishim before you bat an eyelash, and then you start discussing. Even lach b'lach by min b'minim, Rashi holds that you need shishim and atar. Mechudish dike Rashi. So Tais keeps on disagreeing. On tzadik ches on the base, they disagree. So they say, this tamad, that must be pshat over here. If you cook the chatos now and you're going to cook a shlamim later, so the whole time of the chatos is going to be like a hagola or like a libun. If I cook the chatos, I'll cook a shlamim. If I broil the chatos, I'll broil the shlamim. So you broil the shlamim in such a way that the whole bli of the chatos is going to go into the shlamim and some of it is going to go back into the pot. Fine. But this, whatever goes back into the pot, into the broiler, that's going to be a nat barnat, the hetera, and when it's time to become noiser, so the yisa can't pichal on that. Aye, but it's going to be a tam sheni li yisa for the limitations, when the bliya goes from the chatas into the shlamim, even might in the zman achila and the mokam achila. So they said, that's not a problem. The whole need for shishim is only midirabbanon. So apparently here in the Beis Hamikdash, just like we sometimes have a rule, Ein Shvus Bamikdash usually means Shvusim, Zeret the Rabbanan and the Melech HaShabbos. So sometimes you have it that, sometimes we have Shvusim that the word goes in the Beis Hamikdash. This points out in Masech HaShabbos and Perek HaKelim. You have Mishnayos all over the place. The word Zeret the Rabbanan that were introduced vis-a-vis Melech HaShabbos in the Beis Hamikdash also. The only time you say Ein Shvus Bamikdash is when it's very essential for the flow of the hakrovas hakarbonis, not to make a gzera derabban. Whenever it's not so necessary, you can be marked with the karbonis without violating this shvus, so then we don't permit you to violate the shvus. Yeah, Mishnayos and Gemaras, that sometimes there are shvusim amigdush. So usually, en shvus amigdush usually applies with respect to shvusim in Melech HaShabbos when it applies. Usually it goes on Melech HaShabbos. Once in a while, we say en shvus amigdush on other areas of halacha as well. Take for example, Take for example, there is a Gemara where the Gemara has a Gemara in Titus, but the Gemara has a Lashon. Tefila bechamin miyikah. Who ever heard of being tovel in a warm mikveh? His man is that all the mikvahs are warm. But years ago, the only way to have a warm mikveh was to cook a pot of hot water on the fire, and then you're going to pour the hot water into the mikveh. Is it going to be maim shuvim? So the Gemara says, tefila bechamin miyikah. There's no such thing as being tovel in warm water. We have a heater, so you can have the water is in the mikveh, it's not maim shuvim, and you heat up the water. So many Rishonim are of the opinion, there's a chumer mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, we don't follow this chumer, that since Bizman HaTanoim, the normal way to have a warmed up mikveh was by making maim shuvim, by cooking the water in a pot and pouring it into the bor, so they made Gzeira the Rabbanon that if you toivel on hot water, it's pasul. It's considered as if it's shuvim with the Rabbanon. So then, Taisus frekt Akasha, the Rishonim ask Akasha, how can it be? But the Mishnah says, Masechas Yume, that if the Kohen Gadol is an old man, and it's too difficult, it's too uncomfortable for him, he has to go to the mikveh 5 times. Chamish Tevilas Tevil Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippur. And it's ice cold water, it was going to be cold water, so he's going to catch a cold, he's an old man, he'll get pneumonia. So the Mishnah says, if he's a Zaken or an Istinah, so they warm up the water, on Shabbos, they warm up the cooler, how to take out the chill from the water. So the Rishonim ask Akasha, but Tvila Bechamim Ika, it's puzzle. So those who hold that it's puzzle, mid the Rabbanon. So the answer ain't Shavuz Ba Mikdash. It's not a Shavuz in Hilchas Shabbos, it's a Gzer the Rabbanon, Hilchas Mikvahs. But nonetheless, that's the Melitza that you use, ain't Shavuz Ba Mikdash. That's what Tosfos says over here also. Meikar Adin Derais and Min Bimina, he doesn't need Shishim. You don't need Shishim, Otam Mimashenimina. Mimashenimina is Tan Kika Derais. So they were machmim mimimina nishishimot the mimishenimina. So in the Beis Hamikdash, apparently the Gemara thinks in the Beis Hamikdash, you revert back to the din deraisa. The mimimina is bat b'roiv. Let's see again. Valkocha chas ma'atam shems mimimina deraisa bat b'roiv. And the kalim in the Beis Hamikdash, the pots and pans where they cook the chatas and they cook the shlamim right after it. Okmua deraisa. You revert back to the din deraisa. So part of the heter is based on. Not Barnat the Hetera, yeah, that's as far as the Noiser is concerned, based on Not Barnat the Hetera. But the main Heter is really not based on Not Barnat, it's really based on the fact that Mimimin is Batal Beroy, so you're always going to have Roif.
How can we say that it's a good Raya for Not Barnat?
So it's not a raya. That's what it is. It's not a raya. The heter really doesn't rest on not banat. As I said, the heter really rests on the fact that min atorah chad betrayed batel. They were never machmer, so it doesn't prove anything about not banat. That's exactly what Taisa said. What you just said. Ein mevatel means if I'm interested in being mevatel. Here it's ein kavanasa levatel. It's like the Rashbo and the Torah Sabai says by a klisha ein ben yomo. So it's always going to be nice in time of gam. So what is it? So a lot of it's be bottles. So yes, the kasha. What did they have to make a new gzeir? The rabban gzeir any ben yomo to ben yomo. Why don't you say it's also because they're about the nisal chatchila? So the official answer is that the rabban gave a teretz whenever you have a klisha any ben yomo tzarfa bialmo. You don't have to be mivad by anything. The way it stands, the bliya biatzmusa that's balu and the doif and akli is already nifsal meachilu sodom, and you don't have to be mivad to it. And the Rashba didn't assume so. The Rashba assumed that it is, no, it's edible. The only thing is that whatever your food you're going to mix it into, it's going to be poigim et b'miktsah. So poigim et miktsah, so that's nice in time of gam, but it should be aim about the nisim l'chadchila. So the answer was, ain't kavanasa levatl. On the level, mikra din is not a violation of aim about. He's not really interested. The food would have tasted better if he wouldn't have had the bliya in the kli. He's not really interested in being levatl. Just they don't. You're not mechuyif to have 1,000,001 pots and pans in the Beis Hamikdash. They have 1,000 pots. They have to have 25 cabinets full of pots. So they try to have as few pots as necessary, not to clutter up the whole Beis Hamikdash. So you have a pot, so you just cook the chatos, so go cook a shlomim in the same pot. The tam that's going to come from the chatos into the shlomim is not going to enhance the flavor of the shlomim. The shlomim is fleshig. It tastes like flesh. The chatos tastes like flesh. It's the same time. It's a mimimin at the same time. It's not going to enhance the flavor. He's interested. The Gemara says, whenever you cook a chatos, make sure you cook a shlamim in the same pot, so that the bli of the chatos and the pot will remain a not banat. Everything will, the whole blia from the chatas will go into the shlomim, and then there's nothing preventing it from going back into the original pad. So that blia that goes back in, by the time it's time to become noisa, it'll already be anad banat the teira, and the isa noisa won't be chal. So I'm interested in getting the blia out, but I don't really care that the blia should be sitting in the shlomim. If I could have kashered it, I would kasher also. It's a pain in the neck. Why should you kasher? So they say, here's a trick. Use this chokhmah. Use the same pot that you cook the chatas in. So use it to cook a shlomim in later on. So the bli will go out into the shlomim. There's nothing preventing it from going back into the original pot. Back into the pot will be a not by not. And into the shlomim is ain kavanah salavat. Well, he couldn't care less. It doesn't enhance the flavor of the shlomim. Shlomim is fresh flesh anyway. So the chatas doesn't give it a mogishma. Okay, so that was the machlekes, the Rivan and Taisus, and they go back and forth. There is, so at first they thought the Gemara in the end of Zochem is an Afanah Raya against the Rivan. Then they say, no, it's a not by not by not. Then they think the Gemara bless the Afanah, but the Zohar is talking about Shpud Vaskalo. You're broiling a Shlomim on the same broiler that you broiled a Chatos, and you're going to make the Dli of the Chatos into a not by not. So that's Mamish Alidei Tzliya. That's not by not by not. That's only not by not. So they say, well, the real pshat in that Gemara that has to be based on chad betray bottle. So it really doesn't prove anything. Once the chad betray bottle, it's a different reason. The not by not is only secondary over there. So then Tosfos says there was blight halacha lemaisa. So the end, the last 10 lines of Tosfos is halacha lemaisa. And this part is what's quoted in the Yeridah. The Kairish and Mishtam Shabahem Bosar, I have fleshig dishes. Shehutchu, I wash them off with burning hot water. B'machvash Ocholov, the Kli Rishon. I have burning hot water, that's a Kli Rishon. So Kli Rishon can make treif. Tosfos goes with Shitosim here. That if you had a kettle of burning hot water, you pour the water into another pot. There's only Kli Sheni. So Tosfos are just like Kli Sheni, Zainim Mavashal. So to Kli Sheni doesn't make treif. So the only time you're going to have a shot of making something treif is, I cook the water in this pot, and water is still burning hot yatzal lettuce, above yatzal lettuce, and it's still in the kli rishon in which it was already cooked. Either I still have a fire on the bottom, I turn off the fire, that's irrelevant. A kli rishon, even if it's not al gabi hesh, is also, the Babli says it's mevashal on Shabbos, and therefore it's mafli or mafli. There's Yerushalmi, the Shachan Yeruday quotes a Yerushalmi in Perikira, the third Perik in Shachan. Yerushalmi sounds like they hold that bishul on Shabbos is only osur min ator if it's kli rishon al gabi hesh. And if you cook betoldos ha'esh, I have a frying pan that I held on top of the fire, and the frying pan is burning hot. And then I take the frying pan off of the fire, it's burning hot, and I crack open a raw egg, and the frying pan is so hot that the egg becomes fried from the heat. So that's called bishul betoldos ha'esh. So the Babli says, commenting on the Mishnah says, bishul be'esh betoldos ha'esh is osur. The Babli asks the Shaila, Bishol Mahu, is he Chayv Chatosan? How does that deraisa the Rabbanon? So the Babli comes to the Maskan and the third Perik and Shabbos, Perikira. The Bishol Be'esh or Betoldos Ha'esh, they're both deraisa. And the Yerushalmi said, the Yerushalmi that the Shach quotes. Most people don't sit and read Yerushalmis, but the Shach quotes in the area there, so that's why it's famous. Shach quotes that Yerushalmi, that Bishol Betoldos Ha'esh is only the Rabbanon. Okay, a collector's item. And the Babli holds not so. So Tosfos is leaving out that Tosfos says if you have burning hot water, that's a Kli Rishon. If it would be a Kli Sheni, so there's no Bishul be Kli Sheni, so there's no Bliya be Kli Sheni. Tosfos Lushitosam. The Kli Rishon, they don't say it has to be Dafka al Gabi Hesh. Nara Gabi Hesh is also going to be Bishul. Bishul be Kli Rishon, even Nara Gabi Hesh is also Bishul. It's going to be Mavli or Mafli. So they want to know Halach Lamaisa. If by mistake, I have a Fleshik pot and I have Melechik dishes and I'm washing Melechik dishes in the Fleshik pot, Shalas, what am I washing the milchik dishes from? Milchik dishes we use for milchiks and I have cheese on them or I have milk on them? Or the milchik dishes were sitting out for the last couple of months and they're very dusty and I want to wash them. Is the milchiks bien or is the milchiks only balua? So that's also part of the story here. Karish and Mishtam Shemem Boso, I have a fleshik, okay. A fleshik plate, shutcho, they were washed off with burning hot water, yatzal lettuce. Burning hot means yatzal lettuce. Anything below yatzal lettuce is called sinin. That's pretty high. The fleshig dishes are ben yoyman, and the milchik big pot is a ben yomo. So what's the din? Yesh lesser. They both aser each other. Why do they both aser each other? Hi, but it's not by not. The milchik bli in the wall of the big pot goes into the water. So isn't it not by not the hetera? Yesh Leser, you have to asa the fleshig dishes and the milchik pot. Afilu Naim, Alav Davka, Afilu Nizbashlo, Afilu Nizbashlo, even if you hold not like the Rivon, Mikra Adin, we don't hold like the Rivon. L'chatchila, the Ramah recommends you should be Machmer L'chatchila for the Rivon, but for the Eved, the Din is not like the Rivon. If it's a Mokum Hepsid, we're not Machmer like the Rivon. So it's Afilu Naim, Alav Davka, Afilu Nizbashlo. So Nizbashlo also not Barnad that Tera. So what's the problem? So Taisus says no. Ima Shamnun is Bien Alakairois. If the fleshig dishes have schmaltz on them, so then it's for sure not an issue of not banat. Ima shamnun is bien ala karis, the havikisak and shaloin is kaneach, the osa bekunch with saloshanacher. Rashi had two pshotim. That was the beginning of the Tesis. The Tesis quoted the top Rashi on Kufya Basim, and now Rashi had two pshot. So one pshot was, he's talking about a knife, not that has a balua inside the knife. No, it has schmaltz on the surface of the knife, or it has cheese or milk on the surface of the knife. So here also Tesis says, if you have fleshig shamnunis on the surface of the plates, it's like a sack and shloines kanech. So that's not banat. That's you're getting a bliya from a bien. Afilu ein shamnunis bien. And even if the dishes are clean, so why am I washing them off? Because they're dusty. Not that they're. Or I had some parava food on it. I want to wash it off, not because it has any fleshig bien, because it has some other dirt on it. Afilu ein shamnunis bien. It's still lost. I what happened to not banat is muta. So Tosfos says you have to be concerned. The hakairis nogos b'machmas niflata mizel azev v'havi tam sheni b'yisur. If the big pot is milching and the plates in the middle that I'm washing, the dirty plates are fleshig, so that we have a rule: ain below yaitzimikli likli below. Right, the bliya doesn't go unless there's moisture. Well, here there is a lot of moisture. So the question is, when you have a milchig clean, a fleshig clean, you have right in between. Do you assume the bliya goes from kli number one into the right of, then it goes from the right of into the second kli? So when the bliya landed into the right of, into the mayim chamim, it's already tam sheni leheter, it's already nabanad heter is mutter, and then it moves on to go into the other kli. So that's already going to be nabanad banat. It's already nabanad heter is mutter. Or do you say no? With that right of, the bliya wouldn't go mikli likli, balu yetz mikli likli balu yetz. When you have right of, then we have to be concerned. Maybe the bliya goes directly from kli A to kli B. If it goes directly from kli A to kli B, or from kli B to kli A, and one of them is milchig, one of them is fleshig. So when the bliya goes from kli A to B, it's already tamsheni li yisura, because the dishes are fleshig, have a fleshig bliya. And when the bliya goes directly from kli B, from the fleshig dishes into the milchig pad, so that's tamsheni li yisura. So that's what Tosfos is choshish for. So that's in Yeridei. That's a shaila in the Mechaber the Ramah. When you have two kelim, shnei kelim andogim zeh bezeh, ein b'lo yotzim kli l'kli b'lo yrotim, unless you have a reitiv. So if you have a reitiv, so do you say now you're concerned the b'liya goes directly, so it's going to be tamsheni li isur or not? That's what they say. Akaris nogis b'machvas, we're afraid maybe they were touching. V'nifla tam mizeh lezeh directly. Doesn't have to go through the reitiv. Without reitiv, it doesn't go at all. With reitiv, not that it goes via the reitiv. The reitiv enables the tam to go directly from kli A to kli B. We have a tam sheni bi yisur. So when the fleshik tam goes in and meets up with the milchik tam and the other in the opposite kli, so it's already before it lands. As it's landing, it's in the tam is in the process of landing in the other kli. That's called tam sheni li yisur. So there's no heter of nad banat. Another taina. That's another argument, another point. Even if you'll assume when you have shnei kelim hanogim zeh bezeh, there's no bli at all, unless you have roitev, unless you have mashke. So we don't necessarily have to say when you have mayim, the bli goes directly from kli A to kli B. No, the bli goes into the water. No, the bliya goes into the water, so before it has a chance to go into the other kli, it already landed beheter, it's already tamsheni leheter. So Tosfos says, yeah, but it could well be that the burning hot water, the mayim roschim, will cause a plated to go from the milchig pot, and the plated to go from, it's a kli rishon, so the water is a kli rishon in this pot, so the plated will go out from the fleshy plates and from the milchig pots, and the two will bump into each other at the same time before they had a chance to land. That's what Tosfos says. V'yod, v'domeklal dogm shola b'kayra. Dogm shola b'kayra. The fleshig tam goes from the pot into the dogim, and it lands in the dogim, and it landed, and it's still mutter. Now you want to know? You're allowed to put in kutach. The Gemara says mutar loch lebekuta. The Tam Sheni landed beheteren, it's still mutar, so that's not banat. But over here, when the Tam Rishon is coming from the milchik big pot and from the fleshig dishes, lo sham nun is bien. Both timing are coming out simultaneously. They bump into each other in the water before they had a chance to land. So that's also called Tam Sheni Lisur. It becomes basa b'cholav in the water. We're assuming that you don't have shishim. Then because we also makayris v'machva, so then the water became, you have a basa b'cholav here. You have a combination of basa b'cholav, the tamim in the water. You don't have shishim against it. So then the kairis and the machvas will become treif from the basa b'cholav that was combined in the water. That, however, this is only everything is a ben yoma. That's how the story began. That's how the story began in Tosis. Kairish and Mishtam Shman Basar, Utchub and Machmash Shal Cholov, Ushneim ben Yoyman. Both the big pot, the milchik pot, and the fleshy dishes are ben Yoyman. What if Tosis says on the last line, if one of them, either the big pot or the little dishes, are ain't a ben yomo, so then what? Azosu Shu ben yomo, for sure is mutter. Because the bliya that comes from the klisha in ben yom is not in tam levgam, so it does nasa. What about the other one? Tosafot just says in one direction. If one of the two is in ben yomo, so the one that's a ben yomo cannot become nasa because of the tam from the in ben yomo. What about the one that's the in ben yomo? So it's not going to become basa b'cholov. It has a bliya of milchik in ben yomo. So when the fleshik is going to join it, it can't make it into basa b'cholov. The bliya in the pot is in ben yomo is not in tam levgam. It's not going to become basa b'chol. But we should say, the one that's ein ben yomo was fleshig from a week ago, and now I just made it milchig today, so that should be both milchig and fleshig. It doesn't become treif, but it should be considered both milchig and fleshig. So you shouldn't be allowed to use it for milchigs because it's fleshig. You couldn't be allowed to use it for fleshigs because it's milchig. So is that what you say? So that's Tosis doesn't take a stand on that. That's the machlekes, the Rivan and the other balei Tosis. What's the din of nat banat de bishul? That's the case over here. You're cooking mayim roschim in a kli rishon, and you have a milchik pot and fleshik dishes, and everything is clean, so it's an issue of not banat the hetera, ayde bishul. So that's the machlekes, the Rivan and Tosis. So they don't want it. In the last line, they're not taking a stand. They just say, v'mechad eina ben yomah, this is l'chol ades, also shu ben yomah, for sure is muta. The kli sheina ben yomah doesn't make an iser. On the other one, it's eina ben yomah, that's in tam levgam. What about the kli that is ben yomah? Does it make the other one, which is an ene b'yama, does it make it now fleshig in addition to being milchig? It's also, it's not going to make it basa b'chala because ene b'yama. Ene b'yama, it's nice and tam levgam. Does it make it both fleshig and milchig? So that's what that's the machlekes. That's what they spoke about the machlekes that they had in the beginning of the Tosis. The next Tosis we already saw, that Tosis says, Tosis is assuming that you say Hanan Bishari Surim, and they say you only say Hanan by Yisurim, but you don't say Hanan by Hetera. Let's say if I cut, how does the Gemara say, Tzinon Shechotcha B'sakn Shechotcha B'bas, I have a fleshig knife, the way we assume La Locha, a fleshig knife, even if the fleshig knife is Eina Ben Yomo, and the fleshig knife is clean on the surface, there is no Bien, it's only a Balua. And it should have really been, and everything is tainan. Everything is tainan. Nothing is warm even. Everything is room temperature. So it should have said, there's no problem. What's the problem? So we say, no, since you're cutting tzinon, or you're cutting shumim, or you're cutting betzolim, you're cutting a davachorif, so I say there is a bliya betzainan because the davachorif, betzirif, the duchki, the sakina, and there's no din of nat banat, the hetera muta, and there's no din of ena ben yomo, so we pile down all the chumras. And then that's how we usually assume in Shulchan Aruch with all of these chumras. So the onions are now going to be milchik. Let's say I cut the onions with a milchik knife, so the onions now became milchik. So if I'm going to cook the onions and the flesh, I have to, in order that everything shouldn't be osur, I have to measure whether I have shishim keneg dom. Shishim keneg at what? So that's what Tosafot says. You don't say chanan by hetera. You only say chanan by yisura. If you have a treifer knife that you'd got from a non-Jew, he probably cut treifers with it burning hot, and it's a dove chorib, so there's no din of ein ben. It doesn't help. Stam kelim shall go ein ben yoyman. It's a dove. I'm cutting a dove chorib. I'm cutting betzolim or shumim. I'm cutting onions I'm cutting onions or garlic or something sharp. So then there's no din of enim and yaimai, and there's no bli of bitzoin, and there's no din of not banat, you have all the chumras. So if it would be a sakin shalav gechama treif and knife, then you need shishim keneged, all of the vegetables. But if it's a kosher knife, the only thing is that it's a milchig knife, so then you don't say chanan bisharisim, you don't say you need shishim keneged, all the volume of the vegetables, you only need shishim keneged, how much milk could it possibly be? So sometimes you don't know how much milk was balu into the knife. It could be that there was so much milk. So then, vitally, you'll need shishim keneged, all the vegetables. But if you know, the knife is only so big, is so thin, and so a tiny little knife. Or the knife is a big knife, but I know I only cut at the tip of the knife, only on the first inch of the knife. So the only amount of cholov that could possibly be nivla into these radishes or into these onions is the cholov from the first 2 inches of the knife, not from the whole knife. I didn't cut with the rest of the knife. So if you measure keneged, if you have shishin keneged, that thickness of the tip of the knife, the first 2 inches, shine. So you don't say chanan b'shari serim doesn't apply to heter. But why is that? So we discussed it already. The pashtus is that when you have the Mishnah Kuf Chesam and Aleph says tipas chol shenaflo ala chaticha and yesh ba menosim tam osa chaticha zos ein ba menosim tam is mutter. Why is the name Bob and Esen Tam if the cholov doesn't succeed in giving tam into the basa? Why is it mutter? So some Rishonim say it's mutter because of bittel, that the tipas cholov becomes mizbateles in the flesh. Tipas cholov becomes mizbateles in the flesh. So Rabbi Kiveger and his tshuva quotes the Tosfos and the Rosh and say you don't have to come on to say bittel. You don't need bittel. The din is a derech bishalos haTorah. The basa b'cholov deraisa is only if it's nice and tam. And the bas b'cholav the rabbanon also, even though you don't need derech bishul, the rabbanon, even kovish, and even malich kiresech is going to be bas b'cholav the rabbanon, but you still need an asinus tam, that the cholav should succeed in giving a tam into the basa. Whenever you have shishim and it's not nice and tam, it's not that the cholav is mizbatel. You don't have to be mevatelet if it's not nice and tam. So the whole din of bas b'cholav doesn't get off the ground. That's Rabbi Kivega raised the possibility. Maybe I should say that the whole din of Emavat and Isla Chatchila shouldn't apply. Someone's cooking flesh in a pot, and they're going to pour in a few drops of milk just to aggravate their mother, just to aggravate their wife. They're going to pour in a little milk. Is there a violation? There's a violation of Vaynaz Dvar. Not allowed to aggravate anybody in any area. That's a bigger Avera than all the other Averas. The Gemara says, Miyam Shachar Beis Amigdash Nina Lushari Tfila. The prayers are not answered the way they used to be, except for Shari Ainoa. If you aggravate someone else, and the other person prays to the Rabbanu Shlom, look, this guy aggravated me, so those prayers are going to be answered. Shari Ainoa are always open. Shari Tfila are not open, and Shari Ainoa are open. So you're not allowed to aggravate. But the Shari Zayu, in addition, there are people, Bein Odom HaChaveris doesn't bother them, only Bein Odom HaMokans bother them. So the Shari says, in addition to Ainoa's Dvarm, is he also in violation of Eimavat and Isil HaTchin? But Kevega raises the question, why? He's not using Bittul. If you're going to pour so little milk that you know in advance is not going to succeed in giving an asinus tam, so the isa doesn't get off the ground. It's not an asinus tam, so there should be no isa. So Rabbi Kivega fudges a little bit. He tries to explain why it should be asa, because it should still be an issue of emavat and isa lachatchil. But strictly speaking, that's according to the Tosfos and the Rosh. Whenever there's no asinus tam of the cholav and the basa, it's not that the cholav is mizbatel in the basa. You don't need bittul, you don't need idiyas ha-tarubas al-pi pasha. Whenever you know that it's not nice and tam. So the topic of basa b'cholav doesn't get off the ground. So that's what Tosfos says over here. This din of chaticha nas levela b'shari surim, whether it's the raisa or the rabbana, we assume it's only the rabbana or the basa b'cholav. But even if you would have assumed like the Tosfos and daf kuf, that it's a real din deraisa, what's the din deraisa? The din deraisa is, when you calculate your shishim to be mevat le-yisr, so you have to measure the shishim, a formality in bitl of a shishim. You have to measure the shishim, keneged, the whole carry of the yisr. It's not sufficient if you have shishim, keneged, the yisr. You have to calculate shishim, keneged, all these. But by basa b'cholav, a tipas chol shenofel, it doesn't succeed in giving the sinas tam. You don't have to be mevatel anything. You don't have to calculate anything. If it's ain't a nice and tam, the whole yisr doesn't get off the ground. Derech bishul asetar. Whenever the cholav is not nice and tam in the basa is not nice and tam in the cholav, Yisr doesn't get off the ground. So how can you say there are formalities? What formalities? There are formalities in Hilchas Bittul, but here it's not based on Bittul. So that's the Pashtus and the Tosfos. You don't say Chanan by Hetera, because by By Basa B'cholov, you don't have to be Mevatl. That's Taisus L'shitasim. Where was that Taisus? That Taisus was in the end of Nida. Taisus in the end of Nida, with the Rosh, that Rebbe Kevega quoted. So that's what Taisus means over here. That if you have Tipas Chav Shenafla Alachaticha, Ve'imba B'nois and Tam, it's Mutter, not because there was Bitl. We had the Agudas, Agudah Masachas Nida said it's based on Bitl. And the Shach in Yerudein Hilchas Kloi Begodim quoted the Levush, who said also it's based on Bitl. And he was bothered with the Kasha, but it's Heta Beheta. How come there's Bitl? So he says, Heta Beheta, there's no Bitl, as long as it's Yavish Biyavish. If it's Lach Belach, then there is Bitl. And the Tosis and the Rosh said, no, it's not based on Bitl at all. Whenever there's not a Sinas Tam, so you don't have to come on to Bitl. So that's the Pash to see. The Tosis goes L'shitosim. You don't say Hanan Behetera, the Mechaber quotes this Tosis. You don't say Hanan Behetera Bola, because you don't need Bitl.
According to the
Shita
that you
could
do
Hagala
B'Sharim
Ashkim, can you do Magal of Kleshit Kli and Hagnil? When is it Ben Yomo? If you have Shishim or not Ben Yomo, that's Shishim. Should be allowed to? Yeah. Should be allowed to. Tzein and Oysen Tam. Tzein and Oysen Tam, there's no Issa. Unless like Rabbi Kevega said, Rabbi Kevega says there is a Midirabban or some kind of Eim Avat. Okay. That's Rabbi Kevega's deal. Is there a din of Eim Avat and Issa L'chatchila or not? We usually assume that there is. We're not sure exactly why. We usually assume there is. Okay. Good. What do we have? We spent some time on Yovish B'Yovish. We had on Kuf Amud Aleph on the top. On the last line of Tzadik Tes on the base, the Gemara says, V'livotol Berubo. Then in the second line on the top of Kuf Amud Aleph, V'tivotol Berubo. So Tesla said, you see, Fini Gemara, that a Yovish B'Yovish, that's Nisar, Chad betrays, bottle beroy. Chad betrays, bottle beroy. If it's Mim, Mim, fine. And then we had a whole bunch of exceptions to the rule. So you have, there's a whole series of exceptions to the rule because the thing was a Dovah Choshev Oimid Bifnei Atzma. So we had Dovah Shev Minyan as a Machlekes Hatanoim, Rameh Nachachomim in the Mishnah. And as a Machlekes Harishainim, and a Machlekes Mechab and the Ramo had a Paschim. So the Ramo is Machma for Ashkenazim, that there is a Halach of Dovah Shev Minyan. Esher darker than monster. If it's always sold by the unit, you don't sell it by the volume, but by the weight, you always sell it by the unit. So we pass kandova should be minya. And you have barriers, but not bottle. And you have chatich where this kabbit is not bottle. What else do you have? The dvar machashuvim that goes in perichim and in badna not bottle. The balechaim machashiv loy betel. Balechaim chashiv that was a gemara and zvachim perichol zvachim shenazar. So those were the five things that are not bottle because with the rabbanon it's not considered a tarubis. Then we had the Chavis Das claimed according to the Rambam, but he ought to not bottle him in our Torah. That's the called the Tikkun Rabbanan came. The rice the Tikkun Rabbanan, the five midi Rabbanan that are not bottle, Dovish Miminyan, Chatech with the Skabir, with the berry, the whole story. That's all patterned after the din deraisa, the Bnei Adam are not bottle. Then we had another din that's not bottle, not in this series, that Dovish Eshel Matirin is not bottle. That's a totally different story. And we explained that there are differences. It's a difference, so it's not because there's no tarubis. There is a tarubis, but it's a different word. So where does it say that? That the dovish yeshlo matirin is not bottle. So many people are familiar, and many yeshivas, they don't get too far past the first daf and the masichta. So on daf gimel, in beitza. On daf gimel and beitza you have that the dovish yeshlo matirin is not bottle. The case in the Gemara happens to be we paskin like this hill, basis and all the biyantiv is asura. So then it says in the brayse, nesarva b'acheres, v'acheres b'acheres, kulam asuras. This basis and all the biyantiv is asur. It got mixed in with a whole bunch of others. Then one of those got mixed in with others, or all of those got mixed in with others. Whatever the case happens to be, a discussion there. So everything is asur. The Gemara said, why is it asur? What is it? It's a dovish of a minyan. But sometimes you sell the eggs by the weight or by the volume. We don't always sell eggs by the unit of the eggs. And the Gemara says, no, it's a Dovish Eshel Matirin. Dovish Eshel Matirin is not bottle. Sure. What kind of halacha is that? Dovish Eshel Matirin is not bottle. So on Shulchan Aruch, they point out, the Prima Gaon points out, not Simon. Which Simon is Dovish Eshel Matirin? Simon Kuf. Kuf Gimel, Kuf Beis. One of those. Is a simon of Dovish Eshel Matirin. So the Prima Gaon points out there that there's a fundamental machlokes. Kubes, yeah. Simon Kubes is Dovish Eshel Matirin. So the Prima Gaon points out there seems to be a fundamental machlokes Rashi in Iran. What's the basis of Dov Sheish Matir and Natbot? So Rashi writes in the beginning of Beitza and that Gemara that Acha Tachlenu Beisa Tachlenu Beheter. Why should you eat it today, relying on Bitul Beroi? Wait till after Havdalah, and you won't have to rely on any coolness at all. What do you mean? But if it's Batul, it's Batul. Well, what do you tell me? Eitzes not to rely on Bitul, the Pischei Tshuva, in the beginning of Simen Tzadik Ches, when it says if you have treifas that became Batul Bishishim is Mutter. So he says, what if a person wants to prava Midas Chasidus? He doesn't want to eat any food that has a treifa ingredient that became Batul Bishishim. So he says it's Apikursus. And there is no such midas chasidus. The din is that the bottle is bottle, is mutter. So what do you tell a guy who should wait till after Yontif? It is bottle. He says it's apikursus to say, I don't want to wait till after Yontif. It's bottle the shish and it's bottle. So over here it's bottle chad betray. So it's bottle that'd be mutter. So the Netziv explains in his beer on the shiltas, he says, we have a din aimbavat and isa lechatchili, not let him mix in an isa into the heter. So what if the isa already was mixed into the heter? But you don't have to be lie. Let's say they're selling it in the store. They sell two products. One product has no non-kosher ingredients. The other product has non-kosher ingredients that we ascertain, the Rabbanim ascertain that it's batel b'shishim. So there's a group of Achareinim, a minority opinion, there's a group of Achareinim who are saying that if you go to the store, you go ahead and you buy the product that has the Issa mixed in, you're in violation of Eim Avat and Isla Chatchil. You had a choice, you had an option of buying the food that doesn't have the taruvus of the Issa. So why should you rely? Let a non-Jew buy the product. Let someone else buy the product. Your decision to buy that product that has the Issa mixed in and to rely on the Bitul Beroiv, that's a violation of Eim Avat and Issa L'Chatchil. So most of the poskim say it's not so. I know that it already was Nisbatel, so I'm not being Mabatel. Since there is Yedia Sater of all the Jews who know the story, there are some Rabbanim in the world who know the story, that this product, this food product has non-kosher ingredients that are bottled to Shishim. It's already in this bottle. Once you have Ideas HaTarulis, it's already in this bottle, so it's already Hutar. So there's no violation. But along those lines, that's how the Netziv says over here. You have the Beitzu, Shanol de Biyontiv, is Asura, Beitzu, and Esar, Bacheres. Now it's Bitarubis. So you can easily, his wife made so much food for Yontiv, he's gonna be stuffing himself anyway. He has more than enough food available on Yontiv. So who tells him that he has to eat eggs on Yontiv? He can eat everything else. His decision to eat the eggs itself, that decision to eat the eggs and to rely on Bitul Beroiv, if he waits there till after Havdalah, he doesn't have to rely on Bitul Beroiv. Habetzel Shanol Beyontav is Mutar Mitzoy Yontav, without any Bitul. So his decision to eat it on Yontav, that itself is a violation, a shtickle violation of Eim Avat L'Nisa L'Chatchil. That's how the Netziv understands the Pshat and the Rashi.
And why is that different than the Pesach Tshuva?
Good question. I don't know. Because here you have an easy eitzah. Here you have wait till after Havdalah. This Chetshuva is talking, I have the food. So I'm going to say, I have the food. And a little treifus fell in and his bottle of shisha. I'm going to say, I'm not going to eat it, period. I mean, so who is going to eat it? If everybody's going to probably the midas chasidus and no one's going to eat it. I'm the biggest tzaddik in the family, so I'm not going to eat it. My wife, she's not such a big tzaddik. So my wife will eat it, my children will eat it, but I'm not going to eat it. So he says that's not right. Once you have it already, and there's no eitzah, there's no simple solution, here is a simple solution. Wait till after Havdalah. So you won't have to rely on Bitul Beroiv. But there, the Pischei Tshuva is talking about a case. He has food, and an Issa fell in, and he knows this in his batel decision. And if you're going to say you're not going to eat it, so you're going to say that it's treif. So you say, well, the other members of the family are not as medactic as I am. But there should all be. Everyone should be medactic. Says everyone's going to be medactic. You're going to throw out the piece of food. So that's not right. That's how Rashi says. That's how the Prima Gaon quotes. The Rashi in the beginning of Beitza. And then the Ran seems to give a different hesber. So the Ran is in a Dorim on Daftun Beis Amin Aleph, where the Ran comes to Farem Feshver Arif. And the punchline, we're going to have to go through the whole Ran. The punchline of the Ran is like this. There was a machlekes Reb Yudin Achachamim. How do you deal with the pasuk on Yom Kippur and the Avodas Yom Kippurim? The Kain Gadol is ma'arvin lekronis. He mixes together the dam apar and the dam asor before he does the zrika, the dalad matonis and the sheva matonis al tohorish on the mizbech apnimi. Before he does the zrika on the mizbech apnimi, so it says v'lokach midam apar midam asor. So the Reb Yudin raises the question: Hadovi yadua it's well known that the dama par is meruba midam asor. So when he's going to mix the two together, the dam hasor should really be mizbatel beroib. So when he's going to do the hazor, al pi din, I should consider it as if he only did hazor from the dam par. The dam hasor just disappeared. It just vanished into thin air because it became bottle. Bittle doesn't only apply to treifus, it applies on any tarubis. So the miut, whatever is less than 50%, loses its identity. So the dam hasor should be mizbatel. So how is he ever yoytze the mitzvah v'lokach midam apar midam hasor to do the hazor together? So Rabbi Yehuda says, "Mikanat alamin that min b'minoi is b'mashu. Min b'minoi mashu is only lach b'lach. If it's yavish b'yavish, Taisus in Gitlin, Perik Hanizokim proves in the Mishnayos that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the yavish b'yavish min b'minoi is b'atul. Only lach b'lach. The mokra from the pasuk v'lokach midam apar midam hasor is lach b'lach. Rabbi Yehuda says that min b'minoi lach b'lach is not b'atul. What are the and the Chachamim disagree?" And most Rashi paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Most of the Rishonim paskin like the Chachamim. The Mimimina is bottled. So what do they do with the pasuk? The Gemara says Mikan lo'oil l'shem ibatim zezeh. Things that are supposed to be zorek on the mizbeach are not bottled. So the Ran has a whole dissertation. The Ran says a whole pilpul that in principle Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan both agree. And whatever it's Mimimina, so instead of the miut losing its identity, what do you mean losing its identity? This is dam and dam. It's mayim and mayim. It's Basar and Basar. It's all the same time. Lach Lach, it's all the same. How can it lose its identity? It's the exact same thing. That's what the Ran writes a Loshin. It doesn't. It's not Mizbatel, it's Mizchazek. The Mayim fell into Mayim and it remains Mayim, so it retains its identity. So Rabbi Yehuda's Dach right, Mimimino is not Mizbatel. It doesn't lose its identity. It's in the same kind of a Mashka that it was from before. So the Ran says, yeah, the Chacham agree with Rabbi Yehuda, but they disagree. What's the definition of mimimina? So whereas Rabbi Yehuda says it goes basa the etzam hadover, is it mayim, is it dam, is it yayin, is it cholov? The Chacham says it goes basa yisavehetta. So whenever you have oilim sheim evatlan zezem, whenever you have the dam, that's supposed to be nizra kagabin zbech, this is dam that's roil zvika, not dam that's roil zvika. So it's heta behetta. So heta behetta is mimimina. But if you have an iser that fell into heter, let's say I have treifa dam fell into kosher dam, I have treifa milk fell into kosher milk, treifa wine fell into kosher wine. So the fact that one is heter, one is iser, so the rabbanon and the rabbi hold that's automatically called min b'shein amina. But if it's a heter beheter, it's a heter beheter lebata because it's min b'mina. That's how the Ran interprets. So the Ran says that's the reason why we have a funny din. There's a Mishnah in the Dorim. Whenever a person takes a neder, so what's included in the neder, what's not included, all depends on the way people speak. So the Mishnah has, let's say a fellow took a neder, he's not going to eat this piece of flesh. Takes a neder, he's not going to eat flesh, and then somebody gives him a potato cooler that has a little bit of schmaltz in it. So that's not called eating flesh. He's eating kugel that has a little bit of tam flesh in it. So loshem and yodam may not be included. The Mishnah has a discussion among the Tanoi. But he says, I take a net and not to eat this flesh. He's treating this piece of flesh as if, based on his net, as if this is a chaticha di yisura. And then you're going to eat, the fellow who took the net is going to eat a kugel that you can taste the tam of the flesh in it. So if it's nice and tam, then it's osur. And if the flesh is ain't nice and tam, then it's mut. So the Ran is bothered with the kasha. He says, makshur. He says, all the Rishonim are bothered with the Kasha. Why does it say in the Mishnah, on Nun Beis Amar Aleph, that if the Shmaltz, Kasha Luhul Rab Vosazal, the Rishonim are bothered with the Kasha, how does it say in the Mishnah, that only if the Shmaltz is nice and tam in the Kugel, then it's also, if it doesn't succeed in giving tam, then it's Mutter. But the Gemara says later on, Daf Nun Beis Amar Aleph, that Neder, if I took a neder not to eat something, so neder is considered a davar she'esh lo matirin, because a mitzvah it shuli alayhu. It's a mitzvah always to be matir neder. Midi Reb Nosson. Who's Reb Nosson? Reb Nosson says there kol haneder de kilo bana bama, kol hamekaimo kilo makter aleho b'shasi sabamis. Kol haneder de kilo bana bama. There's an iser of shchut echut. You're not allowed to build a bama bizman shabes amigdash kaim. You're not allowed to build a bama. But he wants to bring more karbonas. They're running the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, but only so many people can be accommodated every day. He wants more people in the world should bring karbonas lagavai. So he makes a bama in Washington Heights. He should be able to bring more karbonas. So he means that more people should be able to bring karbonas more often in the day. So, but it's an isekaris. So kol anoyder kila bana bama. A fellow knows that the whole religion, the whole Jewish religion, is that the Rabban Shalom gives us restrictions. Restriction ahim, restriction ahim. You can't wear shatnas and you can't eat macholos asuris, and this is us, and that's our din of taras hamishpacha. And Shabbos, so many restrictions. So he, well, that's part of the religion. I make a few more restrictions, make life a little more difficult. So he thinks that this is all in line. This is an extension of the religion. It is an extension, but it's too much of an extension. So kol anoyder, a person who takes a neder on himself, kilo banabama, it's compared to the one who thinks l'shem shamayim. Let's extend the religion. Instead of just having a Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, let's have a bama in Washington Heights also. So that's not allowed. And if you took a neder, the best thing is to be mata neder. A mekayma, if he doesn't go to a chacham to be mata neder, he took a neder and he leaves it, kila makdala b'shasis abamas. That's a nachan aver. It was aver number one when he took the neder. He shouldn't have taken the neder in the first place. And aver number two is after he takes the neder, he should have gone, searched out a bezin to be matan neder. And if he's not matan neder, he leaves it. Hamakayma kila hikdor ala b'shas yisa bomas. So the Gemara says, therefore, if a person takes a neder, not to eat some this potato, and then this potato got mixed in with a whole bunch of other potatoes, they made a whole kugel, so the potato that he took the neder not to eat should really be batel b'shishim. So the din is that it's not batel, because it's a davar sheyesh lo matir. Why does the Gemara have to say it's a davar sheyesh lo matir and lo batel? Because it's a mitzvah le'tshuli aleh, it's a mitzvah to be matan neder, and if it wouldn't be a mitzvah le'tshuli aleh, then it wouldn't be a davar sheyesh matir. So that's what the Gemara says, yeah, that's correct. Because the din is that if truma gets mixed into chulin, so the din is that sometimes you need mea. We discussed it a little bit. Sometimes you need mea, midirabbanan. Min antara, you don't need mea, only midirabbanan. Fine, asmachta. So the Gemara poses a question, why don't you say that truma should be b'mashahu? Because it should be considered a davar sheyesh matir, because just like there is a concept of hataras nedarman and nedarman and a shvua, there is a hataras nedarman and anything that's chal idei hafloa. Let's say a person is magdish an animal. So the animal is a shlomim, an oila, a chatas, a korban pesach, whatever. And then he realizes that he made a mistake. He thought that he's rolling a dough and he can donate korbanas. Now he finds out he just lost all of his money on the market, and his parnasa is not so gevaldik, and the seichel would have dictated that he shouldn't have donated this carbon to the Beis Hamikdash. So he comes to Bez and he says, I made a mistake. He didn't make a mistake in the neder, but he said, if I would have realized that I'm low on funds, I would not have been magdish the animal. So the Gemara says, he can be mata neder. The Gemara talks even, let's say someone is magdish beim, or someone shechtzit b'chutz, and he's chayv karetz. Shchut chutz yichayv karetz. And after the fellow does the shchut echutz, then the one who is magdish originally, the bala hegdish, comes to the bezin and says, but I made a mistake on the whole carbon. I should never have been magdish in the first place. I didn't realize I was low on funds. And now I'm going to say, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Not only does it undo the dorim mishavuos on the person that he doesn't have to be there, it undoes the kedusha sakarbon. So whoever shechted it b'chutz is not going to be chayv koris, not going to be chayv achatos. That's the Gemara in Yesh Noichlon like that. So too the Gemara says there is hataras and doraman truma. A person is mafresh truma. And every day they have this. We don't have a chutzlas, we don't have truma, we have chala. So a person is mafresh chala, and then the chala fell into by mistake. They mixed the chala into other dough and they baked it. So now nobody can eat the whole bread because the chala fell in. And truma is only bottled becher emeya. You don't have echer emeya there against the challah that fell in. So the guy can go to a bezin and says in yeridaya. The person can go to bezin and say, I made a mistake. If I would have realized that by bide me mafrish this as challah, he's mafrish challah and he walks away. And his wife didn't realize what he did. So she takes the challah and she mixes it in with everything else and she bakes it all together. So he says, if I would have realized that my wife is going to, it may come out of Michshol, I would never have been mafish this challah in the first place. So then the bezin can be mata neder and undo the challah. It'll be a gloy muslim afreya. Okay, and then it comes out of never was challah, and everything is going to be tevel, and it has to be mafish challah all over again, just like by the korban, you undo it. So the Gemara says, if a neder, if I acid, flesh be neder, and the flesh gets mixed up with other flesh, I can't identify which is which. So the din is that the neder is davar sheyesh lo matirin. So how is truma bottled by echad meyo? Why don't I declare truma as a davar sheyesh matir? Just like this, hatars and dorim on a neder, this hatars and dorim on truma, this hatars and dorim on hegdish as well. The din is that hegdish is also bottled by echad meyo. Same kasha. Why don't you say that hegdish is a davar sheyesh matir? Why don't you say that truma is a davar sheyesh matir? So to this, the Gemara answers on nun tesam and aleph. A neder is called a dov sheish matirin bishleim ekonomis mitzvah lechul alei. Ekonomis means neder. It's a mitzvah to be matir neder because it's an avera to take a neder in the first place. And if you took a neder, the correct thing is to undo the neder. Don't run the risk of violating the neder. Tova shalatida meshitida lechon. Better never to take any neder. If you took a neder, better to be matir the neder. I'm not talking about a neder ledvar mitzvah. A guy takes a neder to pledge money to tzedakah. That's a mitzvah. Guy's taking a neder. He's not going to daven in the shul. He's not going to attend the family bar mitzvah. He's not going to attend the wedding because he doesn't get along with his mother-in-law, whatever. They're crazy and they're stupid and dorm that people. I'm not going to get an offer from you. Make a neder, you shouldn't get an offer from me. Those are in the dorm that you're not allowed to take. Nidrei mitzvah. The Ben HaMelech says, Lishbati v'kayema, Lishbar mishpatei tzekecho. And neder ledvar mitzvah is recommended. That's not an aver. But a neder ledvar shus is what we don't allow. So the Gemara says, Adov sheish l'matir means this, Oimed lios muta. Adov sheish l'matir means it's on its way to become muta. On its way is by nedarim because mitzvah lechuli alei. But by hegdish or by truma, there's no mitzvah lechuli alei. So therefore, it's not considered, the truma and hegdish is not considered Adov sheish l'matir. There is a Gemara in Bob Mitzia. The Gemara there also talks about a little bit about Adov sheish l'matir. So the Gemara there happens to quote a Mishnah in Perek HaZohar on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. So Tosfos asks the Kasha there. Tosfos asks, why don't you consider Truma an original Kasha? Why don't you consider Truma a Adov sheish l'matirin? So Tosfos gives two answers. First answer they give is that it's truma shehigia liyat koyin. Once it's higia liyat koyin, there's no longer any she'ela. And then they give another answer that the only time it's a dov sheish matirin is when it's oimed liyas mutar. So that's by nedarim is mitzvah lechuli alei. But by truma and karbonis, there's no mitzvah lechuli alei. So Rebbe Kiveger here on nedarim, on nun tesam and aleph, is mitzayin that tesis. Ayin tesis bab mitzil nun gimla min aleph diba maschil, which diba maschil. Havalei dov sheish matir. He says v'tzorach iyum k'tzas. Taisa says against the Gemara. That's only tzorach iyum k'tzas. Taisa, the Gemara in Nedarim asks why truma isn't the dov sheish matir. And so first the Gemara suggested truma shehigia liyat koyin. Then the Gemara proves that that answer is not correct. The Gemara says the correct answer is that truma is no mitzvah l'tzuli alei. So since it's not oimed liyos niter, that's not called dov sheish matir. And so the final answer at the conclusion of the sugya was one answer, not the higia liyat koyin. Rabbi Kiveger says tzorach iyum k'tzas. How come Tosfos writes as if the first answer is good or the second answer is good? The Gemara rejected the first answer. The Gemara said the first answer is not true. The only time it's called dov sheish matirin is when it's oimed liyos nita. So I'll call upon him. The Gemara says that if I took a neder not to eat something, a neder ledvar hashus, not nidrei mitzvah, you should take and you shouldn't be nishal. But neder ledvar hashus, that's always considered dov sheish matirin. Dov sheish matirin is not bottled. So the Ran asks on Yun Beis Amud Aleph, but the Mishnah says if he took a neder not to eat basar zeh, and then at basar they make some potato kugel and a little bit of schmaltz from the flesh is mixed in. It says in the Mishnah if it's nice and tam, it's also saying nice and tam is mutter. So how can it be mutter? What am to the din of dov sheish matirin by bottle? So the Ran says, that's what he says, Kashulu the Rabbosos, Alhechamina Hochemena, in made by Miesh Bominos and Tam is us, Mashma, the deal is main, Bominos and Tam is Mutter. I think Mar says on Nun Tes, that the Neder is Mitzvah the Chuli Alei, Midir Abnosen, have a Kaimalon that Dov Shesh Matirin is like Bottle. So the Ran says, the answer is, Yesh Loima, that din of Dov Shesh Matirin like Bottle is only if it's Min Bimina. It's Min Shein Amina, then it is Bottle. Then he quotes, that's what it says in the Yerushalmi, in Masechus Chala, and that's what it says in Yerushalmi, in Adorim, and that's what it says all over the place. That's the Yisrael, and that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That Dov Sheish Matirin is only B'mashu, if it's Mim Eminu, Mim Shein Eminu, it's Batal. Why is this? So the Ran winds up at the end, he said, this is the explanation. The whole din, the pasuk says, "V'lokach midama po midama saser." Rabbi Yehuda claims based on that that mimiminoi doesn't lose its identity; it blends in. Everything blends in, so it retains its original identity. So Rabbi Yehuda says, "Mimiminoi," but the Chum disagree and they say no. In principle, they agree. Mimiminoi is b'mashu, but they say mimiminoi means heta beheta. It's all the same min in halacha, not the same min in mitzias in halacha. So he says, if you would really have heta beheta, so heta beheta le'batal period. Here you have isa beheta. And there, there is an isa, something is asur. So if an isa fell into a heter, a little, it is mimishena mina. One is isa, one is heter. The only thing is that the isa is oimed lios mutter. It's a mitzvah lechuli alei. Or the Gemara has him above mitzia, nun gimel, that case over there. The fella has maisusheni chutzli vishalayim. So he's supposed to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there because Dusha Vatar. So the maisusheni got mixed into, he has bushels and bushels of potatoes. And some of the potatoes, by Maisa Sheni potatoes. He's supposed to bring it to Yerushalayim, make his kugel over there. He eat his cholent in Yerushalayim. Maisa Sheni cholent. So by mistake, they mashed some of the potatoes in with other potatoes. You have shishim against it, but it's it may or may not be considered Dov Sheshim Atir, because Maisa Sheni is supposed to bring to Yerushalayim. That's a question, how reasonable is this? He has this kugel, he lives in Kiryat Shmona. From Kiryat Shmona to Yerushalayim takes a long time. It takes a few hours to travel. He doesn't have any refrigeration. So is that called Dov Sheish Matirin? Let's say he has no refrigerator. So he has to stop everything and drive to Yerushalayim with the kugel in order to eat it. Does that make sense? How much is the whole kugel worth? How much does the whole kugel sell for? How much is the Maisa Sheni Shabbat? A nickel? A nickel's worth of Maisa Sheni Shabbat. $100, he has to give up his work for the next 2 days, travel to Yerushalayim, eat the kugel, then go back. He has no time now to take off the middle. So does that make sense? He should give up 2 days' work in order to eat. So Tosfos writes there in Bava Metzia, on the sugi, it depends. If he has bushels and bushels and bushels of potatoes, that's all Maaseh Sheni, and he's going to have to bring them to Yerushalayim sometime or another. And then these potatoes got mixed in with some other potatoes. So Ben Kovako is going to have to bring his 20 bushels to Yerushalayim. So let him bring 25 bushels to Yerushalayim. He's going anyway, has to go anyway with all the bushels to Yerushalayim, sometime or another. But by mistake, they mixed in one potato, Maizusheni, into the kugel. You say he has to take off 2 days from work now in order to get Yerushalayim. That's not reasonable. That's a Dovashayim Matir. Dovashayim Matir means in the normal course of events, is it Oimei to become Mutter or not? The same as this Gemara in the Dor, mitzvah lechuli alei, is it oimid to become mutter or not? So that's what Tosfos says, it depends on the circumstances. Whether the Maaseh Sheni, chutz li Yerushalayim, is it reasonable to expect of him that he should bring it to Yerushalayim, or it's unreasonable? That's how they say in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say you have a trefa pot got mixed in with kosher pot. Or let's say, it happens all the time, let's say by mistake you use the fleshik fork, use the milchik fork for fleshik, by mistake. So, but it was Eina Ben Yomo, so it didn't become Basa V'cholav, let's say it became, it's both flesh again, milk. It did become, was Ben Yomo, it became treif. So you put it on the side, I'm gonna kasher it. You have to wait till it's Eina Ben Yomo, and then you're going to kasher it. And then, by mistake, the fork got mixed in with all the other forks. So I have a taruvis, but I have service for 12. I don't know, I have 12 forks. So one of the 12 forks is treif, and 11 of the forks are kosher. So maybe I should say it's batel chad b'treif. Should I say it's batel chad b'treif? So they say in Shulchan Aruch, well, maybe I should consider forks of pots and pans at Dovah Sheva Minyan. They sell them in the store. They sell service for 12, a service for 6. They don't sell 25 pounds worth of forks. They don't sell by the volume. They don't sell by the weight. They're sold by the unit. So maybe I should consider it a Dovah Sheva Minyan. Dovah Sheva Minyan, not bottle. So the Rishonim say on this, no. A Dovah Sheva Minyan, like bottle, or burial, and all these things, that's only if it's an Issa Machmas Atzmo. But here, the pot is a Dovah Sheva Minyan. Right, the pots are Dovah Sheva Minyan. The pot per se is kosher. Only the bli in the pot is treif. The bli in the pot is not a Dovah Sheva Minyan. So mitzad the bli in the pot, that would be bottle. That's not called Dovah Sheva Minyan. Only if it's an Issa Machmas Atzmo do you have these dinim. But if you have a chatich v'liskabe, it has a bli asisir in it, so then it will be bottle. So here the Rishonim discuss the possibility, maybe I should consider it a Dovah Sheish L'matirin. If I have 12 forks, and one, I know one of the 12 forks is treif, so And one of them I'm supposed to kasha. One of them I'm supposed to do hagola. I'm supposed to wait till it's enemy. I'm going to do hagola. So what's a big deal? So I'll cook up some burning hot water. Instead of taking 3 minutes, it'll take 6 minutes. Instead of just doing hagola on one fork, if I have one tray for pot, I have a restaurant. One tray for pot got mixed in with 100 tray for pots. And instead of taking 5 minutes, it's going to take 5 hours to kasha all the pots. That's unreasonable. That's not called the Dovah Sheishim HaTir. If it's going to be a big Tircha G'dayla, so that's not that. Like Tyson says, it's unreasonable. I should take the Kugel to Yerushalayim to eat. I should take off 2 days from work, from Kiryat Shmona, drive to Yerushalayim, meet my Kugel, and then come back. If I have raw potatoes and I'm taking 20 bushels anyways, I'll take another 3 bushels that when it's Sarit. I'll tell you, that's a Dovah Sheishim HaTir. But if it's unreasonable, then it's called Dovah Sheishim HaTir. So if you have, let's say, a restaurant that one tray for pot got mixed in with 100 tray for pots, so it's going to take way longer. But if you have one tray for fork got mixed in with another 11 kosher forks, it's a big deal. So you can do hagola on all 12. Bevasachas, put all 12 in one pot of water and boil up the water in 1, 2, 3 and fartik. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes, Mechaber quotes from early Rishonim, that a pot that got mixed in, it's not a Dovash of a Minyan, because it's not a Nisa Mach Masatzma, it's only a Nisa Palua. The pot is the Dovash of a Minyan. The Bliya HaAsura is not a Dovash of a Minyan. And you shouldn't consider it a Dovash of a Minyan, because Tzorch Lahotzi Olav Hotzos, because it's expensive. The water is expensive. How expensive is the water? So I remember when we were learning Gerideya, so Rav Soloveitchik said at that time, the Mechaber lived in Tzfas. Did anybody ever visit Tzfas? So we didn't know what he was talking about. So he said, no, we never visited Tzfas. He said, I visited Tzfas. He once visited there. So he said, Tzfas is on top of a mountain. I don't know exactly whether Rabbi Yosef Karo lived on top of the mountain or not. It's not so clear. You got to find out. So he says, in Tzfas, when he visited there in 1935, they didn't have a faucet that had running water. So he had to pay the Arabs who schlepped up water on top. So Tzorch Lahotzi Olav Hotzos. It cost money for a barrel of water. But he says, today in New York, what do you mean? He opened up the faucet, it cost you a nickel, he put a pot of water on the fire, turned on the fire, you're going to cash it one fork anyway, so put in all the 12 forks. What's the big deal? It's not going to take so much more time. So he said, you can't pass it like that, see if in Shulchan Aruch, because the Metzius changed. The Tzorch Lahotzi Olav Hotzos doesn't apply any. So again, so this is the Rana Nun Beis Amin Aleph explains this Psak from the Rishonim based on the Yerushalmi and on the Babli and all the Gemaras, that Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin is Loi Batil, is only if it's Mim M'mina. If it's Mim M'sheni M'mina, then it is Batil. That's the Mishnah. Person took a Nera Nati Basar Zeh, takes a Nera Nati Basar, and then someone baked some Kugel with it, which has a little Shmaltz in it. So that's in Loshem and the Adam. That's not included in the neder. But if he took a neder not to eat basazeh, it means we should treat basazeh like macholas asuras. And then someone cooked a potato kugel and it has a mesina stam. So yesh bo menoisin tam is asur, ein menoisin tam is muta. Freikta kasha. What do you mean ein bo menoisin tam is muta? Kasha lule rab basazal. Sachadov sheish lematirin. It's oimed lias muta because it's a mitzvah lechuli alei. Kol anoy de kilo bonam bama v'cham akam kilo hikre bala b'shas yisad bamas. That's Oymed Liyos Muta. So why not consider it a Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin? So he says, the whole din of Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin is because it's Min B'mina. Rabbi Yehuda holds Min B'mina, you go Basar the Mitzias. And the Chacham holds you go Basar Din. So whenever you have Iser that fell into Heter, it's Min B'sheni Mina. If you ever had an Iser that's on its way to become Mutter, the Iser is going to become Mutter on its own. It's a Mitzvah L'Tshuli Alei. Or I have my Shasheni Chutz in Yerushalayim, it's a mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim. The farmer ultimately is going to bring it to Yerushalayim. So don't allow him to eat the kugel, don't allow him to eat it over here. Tell him, bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it over there. So the Ran says, this is only if it's Mim B'mina in Mitzias, and it's halfway Mim B'mina in Halacha, because it's Isa that fell into Etta, but the Isa is Amid Lias Mutter. So half and a half is a whole. It's a little bit Mim B'mina, because the Isser is not 100% Isser. If it would have been half to the half, it wouldn't be bottled, period. Oilim are not mevatim zezer. That's real min mina and halacha. But here it is Isser that fell into half. The only thing is that it's an Isser that's halfway hetter, because oimer lias mutter. So if it's half min mina mitzad Isser the hetter, and it's also min mina mitzias, it's min mina mitzias, then I say There's no clash, and then I say the miut doesn't lose its identity. But if it's going to be davish esh matirin and a mim shein aminoi, it's a bottom line. It's not mim b'mino. So then chachamim would agree that it would be bottle. Everyone would agree that it would be bottle. So this is the biur of the Ran. The Ran is such a long Ran, the whole page nun beis amal. Such a long arichas in the Ran. He smooth talks you into believing that you might fall in and think that it's a din d'oraisa. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Kara writes in the case of Mishnah. In one place, he thought the Ran said that davar she'esh matirin is a din d'oraisa. So that's what they all point out. No, with all due respect, that's a beferish gemara there. If the gemara says beferish, the davar she'esh matirin is only the rabbanon. That's how Rashi says, that's how everybody reads the gemara. Davar she'esh matirin is only the rabbanon. Because the Gemara there is talking about the din of today, everybody calls it Pruta Chamura. The Chazanish coined the term Pruta Chamura. The Gemara talks about Chizkiyah's din. The din is that Hegdish, and Pidyon Hegdish, there are two dinim. Let's say the Hegdish is worth $100, and I give $100, sure? So I'm paid to the Hegdish, fine. What if I give $1,000 instead of $100? The Hegdish Shove Pruta, Shechila Shove Mane, it's Mechulo, and the whole $1,000 goes to Hegdish. Let's say the reverse. The Hegdish is worth $1,000 and I give $1. So in either direction, whether I cheated Hegdish or Hegdish cheated me, that's the din, ain't no la Hegdish. Chili not allowed to cheat Hegdish, but the b'dievet it means, ain't no la Hegdish. If I gave Hegdish of a money, Shechilal shove a pruta, Hegdish worth $100, I gave a pruta. A Hegdish of a pruta, Shechilal shove a money, Hegdish worth a penny and I gave $1,000. In either direction is nitfas. My Susheni, the Rishonim say, has the same din as Hegdish. It never really says it in the Gemara anywhere, but that's what Tosis says in a few places. The Rambam quotes some Goyim, the Rambam Hilchas My Susheni quotes the Goyim who disagreed. They said, no, My Susheni have to be paid the Bishavyo. The Gemara says in Erechin, what if someone's Magdish a mansion, Bismanazeh? What are you going to do with the mansion? What are you auction it off to the highest bidder? The guy's going to give $50 million for the man. What's he going to do with the $50 million? There is no Beis HaMikdash today. So you're going to leave the mansion Hegdash. You're not going to auction it off. Leave it Hegdash. Someone's going to be Moel BeHegdash. There's no Meila BeKarkos. It means B'Dievet. If you're Moel BeKarka, you don't have to bring a Korban Meila. But Chathchila, there is an Issa Meila on Karka. So what do you do? So the Gemara says, Bizman Hazeh, a Magdishin. After the Churban Bayis Shein, Tanoim said, you're not allowed to be Magdish because it'll be Boli De Mikhsho. We talk b'di'evit. Someone went ahead and he was magdish. He violated the din of ei magdishim is manazeh. So what do you do? So the Gemara says in the end of Erchin, you should be poida. It's not nice to give a pruta that's cheapening hegdish. They give $10. They give a nice crisp $10 bill. So it doesn't look too big. What kind of business is that you give? So the Gemara says, bizman shabes hamigdush hayekayim, you're not allowed to cheat hegdish. That's a din just b'di'evit. Hegdish is worth $1 million. You give a $10 bill, b'di'evit, it would be nivde. But l'chatchila, it's a mishum pseida the hegdish. You're not allowed to do it. But b'zman hazeh, there's no pseida the hegdish. What are you going to tell a guy? Be paid to give the $50 million and then do what with the money? Burn the money, destroy the money, throw it into the Yam HaMelech. So there's anyway going to be hegdish is not going to gain anything anyway. So since b'zman hazeh, there's no pseida the hegdish. If some chacham went ahead and his magdish a big mansion. So the Gemara says, be paid with that din of Hegdash Alman, Shechel HaShavipput, and Mechulo, but the Yeved, so today you can do it L'chatchila. Gemara just says, Kedei Shele Yomru, it shouldn't look bad. So instead of giving Mamash Aputa, so you give a $10 bill, it looks a little better. So that's the Gemara. So the Tosfos, Bekama Mekaymis, and the Rambam quotes from many Goyim, that's what we do all the time by Maisa Sheni. We, Bizman Hazeh, we can't bring the Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim, we're all Tomei. Maisa Sheni is all Tomei, and there's no Mizbeach, so there are three reasons why you can't eat the Maisa Sheni Bizman Hazeh in Yerushalayim. So what do you do with the Maisa Sheni? So you paid it. It's going to be paid there. It's going to be millions of dollars. It's going to be paid on Maisa Sheni. What are you going to do with the money? Destroy the money. So the Rishonim say, Maisa Sheni is the same as Hegdish. Just like Hegdish, Shavimenech, Shechilo, Shaviput, and Mechulo. Chatchili not allowed to do it, but the evidence good in Bizman Hazeh, where there's no pseida to the Maisa Sheni anyway. So we allow it lachatchila, so that's our practice. We pay to all tons and tons of Maisa Sheni, hu v'chum shemechula la lapruta. We do it on a pruta. And the Rama quotes, and there are other Goyim who insist, no, that you have to be paid to Bishavyo Bizman Hazeh. What are you going to do with all that Maisa Sheni money? Throw it into the Yam HaMelech. So the Bir Agro writes that if you look in Yerushalmi, it's two opinions in the Talmud, Yerushalmi, And And since we paskin Maaseh Sheni Mama Gavaya, so therefore Maaseh Sheni has the same din like Hegdish. So just like by Hegdish, Avmanu Shechilo Shavuputa Mechulo. So the same thing is by Maaseh Sheni as well. So that's our practice, Maaseh Mechol Yom. That's what they do in Eretz Yisrael. That's what if they sell Israeli products in America, so people are mafish. If it's a Maaseh Sheni year, so the mafish the Maaseh Sheni, then they put the Huvuchum Shemechulo Lala Pruta, and then they destroy the Pruta. There's no Pseida the Maaseh Sheni anyway. What about the reverse? That both dinam of Hegdash apply to Maaseh Sheni. So the Rama quotes the Yerushalmi in only one direction. The other direction, not. If the Maaseh Sheni is worth a dollar and I want to donate, I give $1,000 to be paid at the $1 worth of Maaseh Sheni. So the Yerushalmi says, and the Rambam says, and it's an often the Gemara here in the Bavli, on Nun Beis and Beis. Gemara says, you don't know exactly how much the value of the Maaseh Sheni is. So people are always good-hearted, and they'll usually give slightly more than the Maaseh Sheni is really worth to make sure. That then it would be if they gave a little less, it would also be good. But they don't want to cheat Maaseh Sheni because Mancha Beis Hamikdash Hayikayim. So they're going to give the full amount. So they're usually going to give a little extra. So the truth of the matter is, the Gemara says, the extra is not nitvas. The extra is nitvas by Hegdash. Hegdash Shavu Pruta, Shechilo Shavu Mana. So the whole money is nitvas. Masheni came on Maaseh Sheni, the whole thing is not nitvas. Why not? Why is it a discrepancy? So that's what the Chazon Ish just writes a word of Hasbara. He says, because Hegdish is a charitable fund that accepts donations. So I could have donated $1,000 to Hegdish. So if I want to be paid here, Hegdish has this old sefer that's worth 50 cents, less, I don't know, a quarter, I don't know. They want to sell it, auction it off, and some of them may get a quarter for the sefer. So I donate $100 for the sefer. So I could have donated $100, period. So if I say I'm giving $100 to be paid to the sefer, so the whole $100 is nitfas. But Maaseh Sheni is not a charitable fund that accepts any donations. Either it is Maaseh Sheni, it's not Maaseh Sheni. You can't donate to Maaseh Sheni. Maaseh Sheni has to be, you pay the payers that are Maaseh Sheni. So then if the payers are only worth $1, and you're going to give $10, so only $1, I give a $10 coin, only $1 should bo is nitfas. So that's how the Gemara starts off. Chizki is din. If a person has a big shilling, Chazon Ish talks, has a shilling, that those who wanted to be medak, that the Chazon Ish didn't recognize the Medina. So he, Chazon Ish, that sefer was written before there was a Medina. It was before 1948. So he writes about a shilling. So he said, if you have a big shilling and you're paid this in Mashen, it's only worth a nickel. So only a nickel is worth of the shilling is nitfas, but there's a Mashen. The rest of it is chol. So what's the din if you have Maaseh Sheni today? I have a bottle of soda, and I'm choshish that they weren't mafrish shumas amaisis. So on the water, you don't need afroshish shumas amaisis, only on the flavoring that comes from the fruits. The flavoring that comes from the fruits, the Maaseh Sheni Shabbat is less than the Shabbat Pruta. So the Mishnah says, Chomish Pruta saying, there are five dinim that depend on a Pruta. Pidyon Hegdash and Pidyon Maaseh Sheni is one of them. You can't be paid a Maaseh Sheni that's worth less than a Shabbat Pruta. I have here Tevel. I have a bottle of soda that has Tevel flavoring in it, and the Maaseh Sheni Shabbat is less than a Shabbat Pruta. And you can't say, I want to be paid, I'll be a kind-hearted fellow, I'll give a whole Pruta, and I'll be paid. You can't give a whole Pruta. You can't be paid on less than a Shabbat Pruta, and you can't give more. So you're stuck. You have Tevel, that's no way to be misaken. So that's Chizkiyah's din. Chizkiyah says, if you add a shilling, and you once used it, a Pruta's worth of that shilling you used to be paid as a Maaseh Sheni, and in the same coin you have many other prutas that were never nitvas b'kedusha Maaseh Sheni. So if I'll be paid in the Maaseh Sheni today b'shavyo, on less than a shavah pruta, but that'll not be mitzdarif with the shavah pruta's worth of Maaseh Sheni that is in the same coin. I'm not talking about two different coins. There's one shilling, and the shavah pruta shavo is Maaseh Sheni. So that's the halacha. You can be paid the Maaseh Sheni at hand that's worth less than the Shavu Pruta, on the next less than the Shavu Pruta in the shilling, and after I'll be Koy Rishem on the coin, it'll join together with the Shavu Pruta's worth. And that's legitimate. That's Chizkiyah's din, and that's the halacha. That's a kula. The Chazon Ish popularized this din in the Gemara. So the Gemara has a kasha that you have Mishnayis, will we consider Maaseh Sheni, Shem Shavu Pruta, as a dovar she'ein lo matirin, and therefore it's bottle. So the Gemara says, why is it a dovah she'en matir? Should be. You always have the eitz of Chizkiyah. The Gemara says, we're talking about a case, but you don't have the eitz of Chizkiyah. Okay, maybe believe that tomorrow we have to we'll do a little parsha maybe, and then we'll continue over here.